Okay, my name is Emma Childs. I am 16 years old. Today is the 18th of March, and I'm speaking to Eleanor Sinner, who is my church group leader. We are recording this interview in Hoover, Alabama. Can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that a person taught you?
I would say my mom and dad have had a big influence on my life, mostly because they birthed me, but then they are both in ministry, so growing up, they taught me a really strong foundation about what it means to be a believer, and through them, I was able to see how ministry functions and how church functions mm-hmm. and how to be hospitable toward people and how to remember to always walk uprightly because you're always being watched. Mm-hmm. not just because you're the pastor's kid, but yeah. because you're a Christian and people watch your life to see what you do.
Yeah. As a pastor's kid, have you, like, had any trouble with people around you or anybody like that?
Well, growing up in England, I was one of maybe like 5 believers in a school of 900.
Wow.
And so it's just like a very unchurched nation. And so I never really got made fun of for being a pastor's kid, but I don't mm-hmm. think many people knew what a pastor was.
Yeah.
And so, like, there were times where I was, like, kind of bullied and people would make fun of me for being a Christian, but mm-hmm. for the most part, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have a cousin, and my uncle's a pastor, and so I ask her that question as well. And
yeah.
she says that sometimes she, like, gets made fun of, and she has, like, this expectation that people kind of set for her because she's mm-hmm. like, I'm a pastor's kid. I have to
be perfect
on the outside.
Right.
So you don't see that much at all.
Well,
about you?
I think as far as what I feel internally, I feel mm-hmm. that sometimes.
Yeah.
So just, like, the fact that you're always being watched mm-hmm. and we were kind of taught to, like, always protect the home base
yeah.
and that, like, if anything, I'm trying to think how to phrase this. If anything is, like, not constructive, then, like, we never want to, I don't know how to say this.
Yeah.
But basically, like, I think the Lord uses my dad, and we don't want his ministry to be harmed in any way because mm-hmm. of what people say
yeah.
or what we say. And so just being wise with our words
mm-hmm.
mostly. But I think internally it is difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, like, for the most part, I've always loved it because I know a ton of people, and, like, people want to be my friend because
yeah.
my dad's the pastor.
That's cool.
So moving churches when I came to Sanford and came to Shades, it was very interesting because, like, nobody knew me. Nobody needed to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I had to start making friends, you know?
yeah.
And that was kind of weird and humbling, but good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So how's your dad encouraged relationships in terms of you and him and you with other people, that kind of thing?
Good question. I think he's really great at being hospitable. So my parents are great at doing that together. My mom's kind of like the behind the scenes planning, putting
mm-hmm.
everything together, and then my dad's more of like the host.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they have new church members, they bring that whole group over to their house one night and they'll feed them, and then they'll do like an intro and just get to know them. So things like that he's really great at
mm-hmm.
doing. And so that's probably, yeah, I think probably hospitality
yeah.
has been ingrained in me, which I really like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, can you describe one of your most happiest memories?
Ooh. I always go back to when I was in England. In England, the sun sets during the summer at around 9 or 10 at night. And
wow.
So, I know, so you have, like, the whole evening,
mm.
and it's, like, beautiful sunlight when it is not raining.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one memory I always go back to is, like, us eating, you know, like, ice pops.
Yeah.
eating ice pops out in the backyard We had like a pretty small yard, but it was big for England.
Mm-hmm.
And just like playing catch with a ball, eating ice pops, sitting on the bench, and it being like close to dark, but like 9 o'clock still.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my
favorites. That sounds really
just
special.
Just because it's so chill yeah. and like it's just normal life.
Aw, that's yeah. awesome.
It's a happy memory.
Aw. What are you most proud of? What does it make you feel proud of? What makes you feel proud?
Oh, oh gosh. Oh, wow. I think I'm really proud of my friends. I think I like have the best friends in the world. Mm-hmm. And like seeing them, like seeing us walk through things together and then mm-hmm. seeing how the Lord is working in their lives is really cool.
Yeah.
And like one of my friends just got engaged about a month ago and she's getting married this summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like so over the moon for her and just like proud to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like proud that she has such a godly man that she's marrying.
That's
and then,
awesome.
Yeah, just like it's really cool to see your friends involved in missions and ministry.
Yeah.
It's probably, it's mm-hmm. probably it.
What characteristics do you see in your friends that you'd see in yourself too?
Oh, great question. You're so good at asking
questions. Thank you.
I think I think my best friends, they're, like, not just not materialistic,
mm-hmm.
and I think I really love that, and I've always kind of been a cheapo anyway, so I feel like they're very similar, which makes me feel comfortable,
yeah.
But I like that that's not really
yeah.
a huge factor in their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, we all grew up in very similar upbringings, and so I think probably the characteristic would be, like, the things that we value,
mm-hmm.
Which, like, God being the first.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, mission, ministry, mm-hmm. family,
mm-hmm.
evangelism, that kind of thing.
So are those kind of the same things you see in me that you'd see in yourself, like, characteristics?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question. Yeah, I do. I love, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that you are really great at mm-hmm. just, like, having conversations about the Lord with people very easily and openly. And, yeah, I think out of all our group, I feel like you and I are the most similar. and just how you, like, love the Lord and you love yeah. other people and you're so welcoming. Aww. And, yeah,
that's
it's
so
cool
sweet.
To watch.
Thank
you.
You. Aw.
Yeah,
it's been such a long journey with you. And I feel like
yeah, right?
it's just been a great one. I think you're one of the best people to, like, be a mentor, you know?
Just
so,
sweet.
In the
you're
beginning.
The
oh, thank you. In the beginning, were you looking forward to having a D group and, like, a discipleship group and
yeah.
working with girls and
yeah.
stuff like that?
Yeah. We had never really had that kind of set up at my home church, and
mm-hmm.
that was always something that I loved about Shades when I first started coming, that they were just very intentional about that, and that, like, it seemed like everyone in the church got on board with it,
mm-hmm.
and so I wasn't sure what it's going to be like starting off with seventh graders, but it's been fun.
Seventh grader, I might have been a little bit of a handful.
Yes, but we also had more people back then
mm-hmm.
in our group, so I think the Lord has been very sovereign
mm-hmm.
in, like, how the group has transformed. And there were points where I was nervous about it, but
mm-hmm.
it's been great.
That's awesome. So how much has our discipleship group, or those seventh graders and us as juniors now, how have we, like, helped you in your life or shown you things about yourself in your life?
Mm. Again, such a great question, Oscar. I think probably it's challenged me to be consistent in my quiet times, because that's something that we talk about a lot. And
yeah.
if that's something that I'm pushing
yeah.
Or encouraging, then I need to be just as diligent with
mm-hmm.
that. So I think that, and then also, like, the need to be prepared. So if I'm going to come teach every week or lead discussion or facilitate, like, I need to know my stuff and I need to be prepared. So I
mm-hmm.
think it's taught me to, like, just be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think just in, like, little conflicts that have happened here and there,
yeah.
Just knowing how to be, like, a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think always encouraging conversation with the person who there is conflict with.
Yeah.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How do you deal with people that are not like you in terms of, like, that kind of conflict? Like, people that are different from you or have different values and morals than you do?
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, I don't have a ton of people in my life that I'm, like, very dissimilar with. But I will say, I guess at my last job, there were some non-believers there, and I... Yeah, there was conflict sometimes, and I'm very much a people pleaser, and so I, like, hate conflict. I want to run away from it. I'm also not afraid of it, but sometimes I just don't know how to approach it. And
yeah.
So I think with people that were different from me in a work setting specifically, I just had to be upfront and honest. And if I did something wrong or if they did something wrong, like, if I did something wrong, I would just say, like, hey, I'm really sorry I messed up on this. Like, is there anything I can do to help?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they messed up on something, I would do my best to say, like, hey, it's really okay. Like, people make mistakes. It's fine.
Yeah.
And so I think with conflict resolution, you can never expect people unlike you to act the same way that you do.
Yeah.
Because then you're just going to be disappointed, and it's going to make it really hard to resolve the conflict.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really wise stuff. Thank you.
Oh,
do you have any questions to ask me about anything?
Ooh.
You know?
What has been the biggest event in your life that has just had, like, a really big impact?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Biggest event?
Yes.
I would have to say, I think you know what I'm about to say. In fifth grade, I had an accident that really changed the way I thought about things that I have and things that I, like, should be grateful for. I was in a concussion, or I had a concussion, and it really changed the way I thought about, you know, things that I take advantage of each day, like my family and things, being able to move, you know, like whenever I had my concussion, I had physical therapy and occupational therapy, and going through those things and watching myself not being able to do the things I used to be able to do was really, really, like, core gripping almost, because it was like, I know I can do these things, and I'm watching myself not being able to do it, and it was almost like...
Yeah, is it kind of like an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, it almost definitely is, yeah. And I'm like, I remember thinking, am I ever going to be the same? Am I ever going to be able to color the same again? Because I remember when I color, I, like, would, like, jerk to the side. Like, I wouldn't stay in the lines, you know? And for my family, it was a really, like, kind of team-building experience for us, because it was like my mom had to, like, rely on my dad to do things with me, or my dad had to rely on my mom to do things with me while he was at work, you know? Like, my mom would do a bunch of stuff with me. So I think during that experience, that was really, like, I guess it made me aware of what I need to be, like, thankful for more often, you know?
Mm. Does it still feel like a very vivid memory? Or not so much because it's in fifth grade? Because I know that people will ask me about moving to the States, and that was in seventh grade, and that was 12 years ago at this point, which I remember a lot of it, but I'm just curious if it's still, like, really vivid.
To be honest, no. I've been told, like, a lot of things about my accident because I don't actually remember, which is absolutely, like, insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember. Like, during the accident, I was told, like, what I was doing, what happened, like, what I did to have the accident, because I don't even remember going to, like, the park that day to ride my bike.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Like, how much memory was wiped out before the accident?
I don't even know. It's been so long. But I think, like, I remember before planning on going to the park to ride bikes and stuff, but I don't actually remember hitting the tree or, like, you know, getting a concussion or any of it. So, or going in a helicopter, for heaven's sake, to Children's Hospital.
Yep.
I don't remember that. But, yeah, so that one was a really, really, like, eye-opening experience for me.
Yeah. Has there been anything since then that has been super impactful?
I think just relationships that I've had. I feel like I also take advantage of the relationships I have with people, because I don't really, like, take time to actually appreciate the things I have. Like with you, you've just been like such a great mentor all these years to me. And I don't know, it's just been amazing just being able to receive all this advice that you have and wisdom. You're so wise. And so and my parents, we talk about a lot of things that are like,
Your parents are so great.
Oh, thank you. Like, we talk about our eternal destination and a lot about, like, the Bible and things like that. That really, like, I don't know, they're really important topics to talk about. And so, yeah, I think those just, like, little things, like, relationships, those really have a big impact on, like, how I live right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Reminding me what life is for.
Yes, for sure.
So, any more?
I have one more.
Okay.
What friend besides Abby, and you don't feel the need to say them like this either, what friend do you admire the most and, like, really look up to, even though they're your age?
Good question.
I mean, it can be.
I have
Abby and Emily.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, if not, like, discluding those people that you said, I think I kind of have different friends that have different qualities that I, like, really like about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for Abby and Emily Grace, it would be, like, they're really, like, they get along with people really well. And I feel like I have those at certain times. But for, like, other people, like, I have a friend named Melanie that really is, like, really friendly with other people, and she'll just, like, be able to do anything with them at any time. She's really available all the time. And I'm not that all the time. I'm not very available. Like, I feel like I kind of cloud my own life with busyness. And so, so I think those things I admire, I don't know. There's not really a specific person that I'd say. I mean, there are multiple people. Like, I'm not saying I don't have anybody. I promise I'm a happy person. I have friends. But
the characteristics are spread out.
Yes, they're spread out. So I really like the serving part of other people that I see and in church and in school. And I feel like I see a bunch of, you know, togetherness in some people. Like, they are really easy, like, bringing together people and in communion and, like, speaking together. There's some people that are relatable, you know. So I think I like all those kind of qualities.
Yeah.
And different people. But
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So thank you so much for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
This is, again, Emma Childs with Eleanor Sinner. It is the 18th of March. And, yeah, this is concluding our interview.